Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. Spring, glorious spring. Although it may not feel like it, spring is here. Leaves will begin to bud, grass will turn green, and baby animals are already being born. It's a time of new beginnings, and the perfect place to experience these adorable little creatures is at the Hancock Shaker Village. That is not all that goes on there. A full season of events, entertainment, sports, and meals are planned for the coming season. Our Catherine Boughton has an overview of one of our favorite places. We're fortunate to live in an area filled with history and museums. And once again, no surprise, we have a page devoted solely to them. One place to find them all, called Historic Homes and Museums. For historic homes, we recommend Arrowhead. Inspired by his friend Nathaniel Hawthorne, Herman Melville moved into his Berkshire home in 1783. A rambling old farmhouse, it became his home for his family in Pittsfield. Ashley House, built in 1735 by French and Indian War veteran Colonel John Ashley. This house is said to be the oldest complete house in the Berkshire in Sheffield. Bidwell House and Gardens, elegant Georgian salt box, authentically restored, filled with antiques and surrounded by 192 acres of beautiful grounds and hiking trails. In Monterey. Chesterwood, a National Trust historic site, the country home, studio, and gardens of America's foremost sculptor of public monuments, Daniel Chester French, on 122 acres in Stockbridge. Merwin House and Gardens. William and Elizabeth Doane purchased this handsome house in 1875 as their summer retreat. They named it Tranquility, as it overlooks a peaceful bend in the Housatonic River in Stockbridge. The Mount, Edith Wharton's home, includes the house and gardens she created for herself as a writer's retreat and a haven of unparalleled beauty. Open May to October in Lenox. Naumkeag. Joseph Choate, a leading 19th century attorney, hired the architectural firm of McKim, Mead & White to design the 44-room cottage to serve as a summer retreat for three generations. In Stockbridge. Springwood, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's home on the Hudson River, the estate that he loved and the place he considered home. In Hyde Park. Vanderbilt Estate, a remarkably complete example of a Gilded Age country place, illustrating the political, economic, social, cultural, and demographic changes that occurred in America. Also in Hyde Park. Ventford Hall, built as a summer cottage by the sister of J.P. Morgan, this magnificent Berkshire's cottage is familiar as the exterior for the cider house rules. Open year-round in Lenox. William Cullen Bryant Homestead. From its iconic red barn to elegant alley of maples, this lovely property is testament to the poet's ideal of living mindfully on the land. Grounds are open all year. Incoming ton mass. We're blessed to have access to several fine museums. Berkshire Museum offers a unique array of exhibits, activities, and attractions for children and visitors of all ages in Pittsfield. Berkshire Rail Museum is an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization founded in 1984, whose mission is to preserve the history of railroading, particularly in the Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts, in Lenox. Clark Art Institute, an art museum and an international center for research and higher education, welcoming visitors to experience its outstanding collections in Williamstown. Mattituck Museum, a center of art and history, a gathering place that nurtures creativity and learning through transformative experiences to encourage a deeper understanding of ourselves and our heritage. In Waterbury, Norman Rockwell Museum, the preeminent museum of American illustration art, and dedicated to art education and appreciation, inspired by the enduring legacy of the artist. In Stockbridge, Williams College Museum of Art, an active collecting museum that teaches art by supporting teaching and learning across fields of study. Galleries, exhibits, and programs, free and open to the public in Williamstown. Check out our website for contact information. Just click on Historic Homes and Museums on the scroll bar to your left on any page of Berkshire Style. Our features can be accessed from the homepage. And please support our advertisers. Just click on the ads themselves, which link directly to their websites. This is the final week to check out our feature, Mudrooms, by Crisp Architects, filled with ideas and inspiration for your home, especially at this time of year. Happening this week, we take a look at a few fun and interesting things to do around here, events occurring beneath the radar, often in libraries, sanctuaries, and vendor spaces. Check it out, a deeper dig into our community and its vibrant offerings. Our favorite thing, Beethoven, one of the masters of music. This year, Music Mountain will present the Beethoven String Quartet Cycle. In advance of these concerts, its artistic director will lecture on the cycle at various times and locations. The next is to take place at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Berkshire Kitchen, pheasant and mushrooms. An easy yet delicious recipe to prepare pheasant breasts by our resident kitchen guru, Jane Worthington Roth. Country Homes, a Lakeville retreat tucked in a quiet spot, yet convenient to the lake and to town. Outside, beautiful mountain views, seasonal lake views, and a lovely orchard with peaches, plums, and apples. Inside, a dramatic living room with high ceiling and light, a quality kitchen, and a first floor master with fireplace. Please visit us at Berkshire Style. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a wonderful week.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.